John chapter number 14, and we want to look at one verse, John 14 and verse 23. John 14 and verse 23. If you can remember the context of John 14, the Lord Jesus is hours away from being betrayed, and then, of course, later on, crucified and slain, 3 days later to resurrect. But before he is betrayed and crucified, he spends some extra time with his disciples and shares with them some important truths about what would happen after his death, burial, and resurrection. And a lot of that had to do with, the main part of it, was about the individual called the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who is Christ's Spirit within us. We just sang about that in our last hymn. He is called the Comforter, the Holy Spirit of God. John 14, 23, here's what Jesus says. One of the things that he says to his disciples, Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Of course, the Lord Jesus was speaking of that time when the Comforter would come. That happened in or on the day of Pentecost. And from that time until now, the Holy Spirit is an indwelling spirit in every believer. If we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and are saved, we are sealed with the Spirit of God. He lives within every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. And as Jesus put it there, that is not only the Holy Spirit, but the Father and the Son. The fullness of the Godhead is dwelling in a spirit form within us. What a blessing that is. What a great promise that comes as a result of the resurrection. This morning, I want to play just a little bit of a, I'm going to call it a game, even though it's not a game, but you'll understand what I'm talking about. I want to play a game in our minds that we might entitle, What If? Now, what if is not generally a wise thing, a wise game to play, because the Lord is in control of all things, isn't he? He is sovereign over all things, and he works all things together for our good. So it's not wise for us to sit and think, what if? What if I, you know, had gone on to college and won that football scholarship and went to the NFL, right? Or maybe if I would have tried out for that NBA team, maybe they wouldn't be talking about me. They wouldn't be talking about LeBron James, they'd be talking about me. By the way, that Noah this morning, brother Adrian, you'll get this, all right? Noah this morning asked me if I was good at basketball. And so I answered, of course. And he said, yeah, but are you better than LeBron James and Michael Jordan? And I said, of course. So listen, we could play what if, right? What if I had tried out and all of that, but it's not wise. God has given us the life that we have, and he's directed our steps, and we have to trust him in that. But this morning, we could ask ourselves, what if the Holy Spirit did not dwell within us? What if we knew of our God in heaven? What if we understood his laws and his ways, and maybe even understood that a prophet named Jesus of Nazareth came and lived and taught and healed and did great miracles and then was crucified and slain, but the resurrection had not happened? What if his Spirit did not indwell us? What a different life we would have. What a different situation we would be in today. And this morning, in this brief message, I'm not going to focus on the what if and then share with you things that would be different. I want to share with you instead in the affirmative what we do have because he did die and rise again. What we do have because the Spirit does dwell within us. Let's pray and we'll get right into it. Lord, thank you for the wonderful opportunity to be able to open up your word and not imagine what life would be like without you, but to be able to say in the affirmative what we do have because you are with us. And Lord, I thank you for the fact that you are. And I pray that, Lord, you would teach us from your word the blessings that we have because of the wonderful resurrection of Christ, because he is alive and he lives within us. Thank you for that. Now, would you bless in this time? In Jesus' name, amen. So what is life like with the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, There are several things that we could go over, and I just wrote down a few things that the Lord gave me as I thought through this and meditated on it. But the first one is found right here in John 14, and it's in verses 15 through 18, and that is we have comfort. We have the Comforter. John 14, verse 15, "If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever." And who is that Comforter? Verse 17 tells us, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." We see here in these verses that I just read that one of the blessings that we have, because Jesus did raise from the dead, is that we have now been given the Comforter. That Comforter is the Spirit of Christ. In other places in the Bible, he's called the Spirit of Christ. He's called the Spirit of God. Here in John 14, Jesus referenced him as the Comforter, and then later on said that because the Comforter would come, I will come to you. He's helping us to understand that the Spirit of Christ is Christ himself dwelling within us. And his name given here is the Comforter. And I want to share with you that one of the blessings that we have, because Jesus rose from the grave and because he dwells with us, is we have comfort. That word comforter, you've probably heard before, it's from the Greek word paraclete, which means someone who comes alongside of and walks alongside of you. It's another idea. It's just this isn't an exact replica of this, but a replica of it or an illustration of it would be today if I were to have to go into a courtroom and if I were accused of something by the state of Wisconsin and I had to go in and face a judge, I would be given a lawyer, a defender to help me, and he or she would come alongside of me and walk with me through the process of facing the judge and facing the law and coming against these charges. That is a similar idea. It's someone who comes along and is a helper, who knows what they're doing, who can fulfill the things that I cannot do. That is the paraclete, the comforter here, and that's what I have in life. The wonderful thing about the Christian life is that it is impossible for you and me to live. But the wonderful thing about that wonderful thing is that we have the Comforter who knows all about it. He's the author of that Christian life. And you and I have the wonderful privilege to be able to walk through this Christian life and have the Comforter who is here to guide us, to direct us, to help us, to give us counsel, and to comfort us in our walk. Now, friends, doesn't that mean then that we should walk with him? Doesn't that mean that we should not ignore him? Think about what a fool I would be if I were accused of some major crime and went before a judge and the state of Wisconsin provided a public defender for me, someone that I didn't have to pay for, that was there on the state's dime to defend me and to help me and to walk through my process with me of facing the law, and I just ignored that individual. And they cared about me, and they loved me, and they wanted to help me, and they gave me counsel, but I would not listen. I would not show up at the times when we had set to meet or to talk on the phone or to go through my case, but rather I ignored that person, and I went up to the judge, and the defender was there, and I could care less about what he or she said. I was going to do it on my own. What a fool I would be. And you know, we often do that with the paraclete, the comforter, the Holy Spirit of God. He's with us. He's there to help us. And we rarely walk with him. We do our own thing. We do religious things. We do good deeds, but we do it all in our own name and on our own wisdom. But I'm thankful that we have the Comforter with us. Look at John chapter 14, verse 26. We see another blessing that we have because we are living with Christ. John 14, verse 26. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Skip over to chapter 16 and verse 13. Chapter 16, verse 13, Jesus in the same context now, in the same upper room, says to his disciples, "Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Another blessing of having the ability to go through life with Christ is that we have a teacher. We have the Spirit of God that teaches us. The Spirit of God that takes the Word of God and teaches us through it. What a blessing. This book that we hold in our hands is an amazing book. It is an incredible resource. And yet I'm amazed often at, if you've ever watched some religious show where they kind of go through the Bible and they try to explain it, and there have been some famous conservative people recently who have done that and made videos about it, talked through the Bible, and because they are lost, though they are conservative, though they are well-meaning, they're people that I look up to in a lot of ways, and yet because they are lost, they are fools when it comes to the Bible. And they completely and totally miss the entire purpose of the Bible, and they mess it all up. And the reason is, it's not because they're less intelligent than you and me. In fact, in many ways, those individuals are much more intelligent than we are. But they are missing one very important ingredient, and that is the Spirit of God, the teacher. You understand that you have that teacher, the one who wrote the Word of God within you? Isn't it a shame when we fail to get into the Word of God in any meaningful way, when we skip out on reading our Bible daily? Friends, may I encourage you to begin today, if you're not already in a habit, and I mean a habit. I don't mean just, you know, 3 days out of the week you read your Bible, but I want to say a habit. If you are not in the habit of daily reading the Bible, can I challenge you this morning as your pastor? Get into that habit today. Stop making excuses. Stop making excuses about how tired you are and how hard it is and everything else, and read the Bible daily. Spend time with God. Meet the Holy Spirit in that private place that you can have with Him and allow Him to teach you His Word. Don't settle for excuses anymore. And God will help you with that because we have the teacher with us. What a blessing we have. Then look at chapter 14 and verse 27. Here's another blessing of what we have because Jesus lives with us. Verse 27 of chapter 14 of John. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You and I have peace. And isn't that what the world is longing after today? Isn't that what they're seeking after? Isn't that why prescriptions for medications are so prevalent in our day and time? So many people are lacking peace. They're lacking any kind of comfort. And the only way for them to get that, if they're not a saved individual, because they don't have the Spirit of peace with them, is they have to get it through medication or through some kind of counseling or some kind of therapy or whatever. And listen, I'm not going to begrudge them of that. They don't have the Spirit of God. They have nowhere else to turn. But you know, I have a blessing that they don't have. It doesn't make me any better than them, but it is a blessing that I enjoy, and that is a blessing of peace. Peace that only Jesus can give. Can you imagine what life would be like without Jesus? Can you imagine how much your life would lack peace if you did not have the Lord? Can you imagine how much the wars and rumors of wars that we see all around us, imagine how much they would distress you, how terrible life would be, and when friends and family forsake you, when they fail to be or do what they have promised to be or do. Isn't it amazing that you and I have the peace that only Jesus can give? What a blessing we have because of our Lord Jesus Christ. But look with me, if you would, at Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians 5. Let me share with you another blessing of what we have, being that we have Christ. Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. Galatians 5 and verse 16. And let's see here. Let me find the right spot there. There we go. Galatians 5, verse 16. This I say then, Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Those verses I wanted to read with you because one of the blessings that we have, being that Christ is alive and he does live within us, is we have a flesh that is put in check. In other words, this: you and I walk in a sin-cursed world. Have you figured that out yet? To the point where even many times there are things in this world that we know are wicked, that we know are wrong, that really make life miserable, and many of them or all of them are listed in one way or another in the earlier part that we read right there where it said the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. And we see those things and we know that we don't want them, and yet we have a flesh, our body, our human nature that we were born with, that very much wants to do those things and is part of who we are. But as a Christian, we have the Spirit of God within us that gives us the fruit of the Spirit. In other words, we have an option to not obey the works of the flesh and fulfill those, but rather to obey the Spirit and have the fruit of the Spirit evident in our lives. We have a flesh that is put in check, and I am thankful today for that. And it's not that I always succeed, many times I fail, but I'm thankful for the fact that the Holy Spirit of God is within me, and that the Holy Spirit of God checks me when I begin to want to sin in a certain direction, that there is a speed bump there, that there's a stop sign, that there was someone there like the policeman on the road who's directing traffic who initiates me to stop. And if I'll listen, there's an opportunity for blessing rather than cursing. Well, that is a blessing that comes from the fact that Christ dwells within us. And then let's look at one more passage of Scripture. Turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians chapter number 1. Ephesians 1 and verse 13. While you're turning to Ephesians 1, I want you to remember this verse, and I'll just read it to you. Romans 8 and verse 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now look at Ephesians 1 and verse 13, where it says this: in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. One of the blessings of the fact that Jesus rose from the dead and now lives within me is I have a promise, an assurance of salvation. That I know that someday when I die or the rapture comes, that I will go to be with the Lord, that heaven is my eternal home. And you might ask, well, Pastor, how do you know that? There are a couple of reasons. One, and I would say the primary one, is the promise of God in his word, that all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That if we have our faith and trust in him, we will not be ashamed. But you know, there's another promise, or there's another assurance that I've been given, because sometimes I doubt myself. But one of the blessings that I have is when I see the work of the Spirit of God within me, when I see that Christ lives within me, that is a reminder that God has given me his Spirit, his presence, to prove to me, to show to me that he was serious when he promised that he would save me. And that someday when I die, I will go to be with him. And how do I know? because he gave me the earnest of the Spirit. The earnest is that proof that he was serious about the transaction. And that is a blessing that I have because Jesus lives within me. And all of that was made possible because of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. What if Jesus had not risen from the dead? Well, we would not have those things. But praise the Lord, we do have them. They are blessings that we enjoy because of the Spirit of God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you not only died for our sins, but that you rose again from the dead according to the Scriptures, just as you promised you would. Thank you so much for that, Lord. Thank you for giving us of your presence. Thank you that we have these blessings that we talked about this morning because we have you. And Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory for them. We pray that you would help us to meditate on these things and be encouraged by them today, we pray. Now, Lord, I thank you for the food that we are about to enjoy, the fellowship that we'll have. Lord, I pray that you would bless the hands that prepared the food. Lord, thank you for your people giving of themselves and giving of their time and their resources to share with one another and to fellowship with one another. I pray that your hand of blessing would be on it. Bless the food to our bodies. Lord, help us to remember you in these things, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.